Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the show. I just got a text about Maurice. It's a man. This show is unique and very different, but informative. Thank you very much. Folks, this portion of this show, it's brought to you by the Dean Team of Kirkwood. The Dean Team of Kirkwood offers brand new Volkswagens. That's right, it's still a German car. And also some of the top, if you've driven by their lot on Manchester, every top name luxury car is on their lot. From a Bentley to a Beetle, Audis, Mercedes, BMWs, Porsches, Hondas, and Toyotas. Yeah, they're luxury cars too. They even got Fords and Chevys. So go to the Dean Team of Kirkwood. Ask for Colin or Bill. Bill Dean is the owner. He's there practically every day. It's the Dean Team of Kirkwood. Joe, what you got on your plate tonight,
son? Yes, Indiana Hoosier basketball. Last night they had a game in the NIT against Georgia Tech, and they decided not to have it on their home court. They had the choice to have it on their home court, but they decided not to, and they had it in Atlanta. And people were asking them why did they decide not to have home court.
Wow.
And the AD, Fred Glass, came out and said that the Assembly Hall is iconic and you don't want to devalue the arena. Do you think that's a little much? Good since they went 18-16 this year, they were pretty pathetic this year for Indiana. Or do you think they're trying to get rid of Tom Crean and they don't want him to win on the home court?
Both.
Oh, I don't know.
But I, you know what? Kudos to them. That is an iconic basketball program, and it hasn't been lately, and this year it certainly wasn't. But you know what? Good for Indiana. Good for the AD, I say. I don't mind it.
You're turning down, not only that, you're turning down money from the NIT tickets.
They ain't hurting down there at Bloomington.
Well, of course not, but.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's bad for the student body. That's the bad thing.
Yeah, you
some kind of camaraderie.
For
yeah, that's right.
You shouldn't do that, but whatever. Hey, also this portion of the show brought to you by the Naked Vine at 1624 Clarkton Road. Go ahead, Joe.
And about 30 minutes ago, Eddie Murphy tweeted out Coming to America sequel.
Do you think
that's a good idea? I know there's some movies
where that's a good idea.
Damn right.
Oh yeah, I can't
wait
for that.
Every time you talk about sequels, Black Man's got to pull Coming Out of America.
Here they go again. Here they go. Rocky Marshall. There they go again. Every time he went to the barbershop and they put a shot on us, Arsenio Hall, he was eating.
How long did it take for you to figure out that the old Jewish man was Eddie Murphy?
Well, I knew it right away.
Did you?
Yeah, I knew it right away.
Really?
When I was married, I went to see that movie. Uh-huh. In that movie, I don't see movies twice. I just don't do it. Must have seen that movie 6 times.
Taste the Shoop.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Where's the spoon?
Yeah, but I knew right away it was Eddie.
Did you?
Everything.
You, Joe?
Everybody in the movie.
I had no idea. No, I didn't know for the longest time.
Even the girl that sat at the table with him when they were out, one of the girls was Arsenio Hall.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Tell that girl. That little horse face Arsenio.
Go ahead, Maurice.
Hey, I had two real quick things. That Indiana situation, Tom Crean got booed at the Big Ten tournament after the game. Mm-hmm. And they elected not to play that Indiana game, NIT game at home, because they didn't feel like they would get a big crowd because of the situation in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. And the kids are on spring break. So they didn't think any of the old money would even come out and support Tom Crean. That's why they didn't play that NIT game at home. They elected to go on the road. Because the people are real disgruntled in Bloomington about him right now.
You think he'll get the Illinois job if he's let go?
I think he's a strong candidate.
He's a good coach. A good recruiter.
I think he's a strong candidate. If I was Illinois, real quickly, I would really try to pry Greg Marshall. If they ain't gonna try to find a black guy, I think they should try to pry Greg Marshall from Wichita State. Mm-hmm. This guy can flat out recruit. He's got everybody returning from that team.
They loaded.
That he's got. They're loaded, and they got some of the top recruits coming in again. He can flat-out recruit. He's the new modern-day Bill Self at Wichita State. And one more thing before I go. Can't you see the state troopers on Highway 70? Now all them darkies going to be riding from Columbia, from St. Louis and East St. Louis, going down to Columbia now. Tuna, it's going to be like old times, Tuna. Darkies going to be on Highway 70.
We got speed traps set up in Warrington. We got to get all those black fellas pulled over.
Hey, Kingdom City. How about that?
Oh, yeah, that's the worst spot.
That's the worst one, Kingdom City.
Make the turn.
Kingdom City.
The truckers.
All right, thanks, Maurice. All right. Go ahead, Joe.
And Mark Cuban came out and said that he would be willing to sell 10% of the Mavericks to President Obama for $300 million. You think that's a...
Yeah,
would you like to see Obama be in the NBA? That'd be pretty awesome.
That was rumored 2 years ago that he would be a part owner of an NBA team. By the way, the Trump ban was banned again.
Hawaii federal judge banned it
had
again.
Had to get that in, yeah, he's got to get that in.
And last night, Golden State Warriors at home barely won. They won by 2 against the 76ers. So should Golden State fans be worried a little bit, panicking?
Well, let me tell you what.
Because even with that's 76ers have nobody.
Even with Kevin Durant, they're going to have a tough time beating Cleveland. And they may not. Let me tell you something. Don't count out San Antonio.
Antonio looks good.
Because Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili don't start anymore. They're on the bench. And San Antonio is much more athletic and they're damn good.
And Golden State's in the middle of learning how to play without Kevin Durant again. Mm-hmm. And then when Kevin Durant comes back around the playoffs, they're going to have to learn all over how to play with Kevin Durant again. And that's going to take some time, probably.
They miss Barnes. They miss Bogut. They're going to be, they're a different team right now. They're still dangerous. They're still a snake that can bite you, but they're very dangerous. So, hey, by the way, folks, if you haven't heard, Lorenzo Romar was fired today by the University of Washington, who had landed the number one recruit, Porter, who looks like he could be headed to Missouri with Kunzo Martin. Let's go to, go ahead, D.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's up, D?
All right.
That was an awesome sign, and I got to agree with everybody on that. But the one thing we can't have is what you just said. They'll go all them darkies going down 70 and they setting up some speed trap. You can't have that.
Because the police are never changed.
They going to make a difference. Hey, if they going to make a difference, they better make a difference.
Mr. D, get out of the car,
because
please.
They, no, they ain't. They had to catch me. but I was also going to say, worried about San Antonio who just lost at home. We not worried about them bums.
Who? Who, Golden State?
Who? Yeah.
Golden State better be worried about that. You better be worried about them.
Well, we'll tackle. We'll walk across that bridge when we come to it.
Who you got? You see, you miss Barnes, you miss Bogut. You have no You have
nobody
up the middle that's physical.
No inside.
Nothing.
And the bench is dead.
Yeah, I mean, like it's a cemetery.
There's really nothing we can do off the bench. But I mean, once they get Durant back and they get their groove going again,
they're gonna be a threat still. It's not like their season's over.
They're going to be okay. They'll probably, but they better win this year. Last year, the past two seasons, San Antonio was not athletic enough to compete with them. But this season, they are.
Not really. But
it took you long.
They got Kawhi.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
That's going to be a good series, San Antonio and Golden State. But you know what's going to be an even better series? It's going to be that Boston-Cleveland series.
No.
That's going to be.
Six games.
No, six games. No, I won't. No, I
six
won't.
Six games. No.
No, I won't. No,
what?
I won't.
Six games? What?
No, six games.
Nah.
Hey, they haven't even beat the Bulls all season.
They're soft in the
regular season. That's the regular season.
They're soft in the middle,
don't
too.
Don't give me that, man. I don't
the regular season doesn't matter in the NBA. It really doesn't.
They're too soft in the middle. They're too soft in the middle.
Who too soft in the middle?
Boston.
They don't have a big man. Al Horford.
Well,
We have the third best defense in the league.
They're soft in the middle. I heard.
And they have the worst defensive player in the league, Isaiah Thomas.
The Pillsbury Doughboy. Al Horford. Now, granted to you, Isaiah Thomas, he's the best player in the fourth quarter. He scores more points than anybody in the league in the fourth quarter. And that's all they're going to really have. See, they're not built for the playoffs just yet. They're one player away, but they can stop me. But they better watch out for Portland. Not Portland, but Toronto.
I don't know about Toronto.
I think they 1-1 against Toronto and Portland. I mean, Toronto and Portland.
What about the Wizards?
The Wizards are all right, but they don't. Really
not there yet.
That's the ones who don't got nobody in the middle. They really don't have nobody in the middle.
They got Bogdanović and Gortat. That's about it. Yeah, they don't have anyone in the middle at all.
But at least they're somewhat physical.
They can score.
You got to be physical in the middle in the playoffs.
And that's what Al Horford brings. And he
Al Horford, no way. He's undersized.
Al Horford's not physical. Look at him. He looks like a girl. Look like he should
he
be
does,
wearing.
He
looks like a girl.
Has like eyelashes on.
He looks like a girl. You see it? Hold on a minute. You see his eyelashes? Already needed some lipstick on the pig.
You know what? Steph for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, man, yeah, Kevin loves coming back next week.
Hey, D, who you picking for the championship? Yeah. Who you think is going to go to the championship?
I mean, you know it's going to be Cleveland. Look how they rebooted. Mm-hmm. Man, they went and got a whole nother team bench.
That's right.
They bench is a starting squad on another team.
Now, you know basketball pretty well, most of my callers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think San Antonio has a good chance this year of anybody? Now, a year ago, it was Oklahoma City. But don't you think San Antonio has a great chance against Golden State?
They are the best equipped team to give Cleveland a shot in the finals. I mean, you know, I'm expecting and I'm wanting the city to go, but I don't know.
You sound kind of down. Well, you know,
no one has faith in the Rockets. No one has faith in Houston.
My God.
In the Rockets?
Yeah, no one has faith. No defense.
They won and done.
Yeah, you think they can lose their first round series?
Yeah, they won and done.
Okay. Right.
Hopefully, you know what? Hopefully, we playing them. I don't want to play nobody really physical. I'd rather play them and just have a shootout because we'd outscore them. You know what I'm saying? And we got enough defense to beat the Rockets in a series, especially the first round.
Mm. Okay. All right, D, we got to run. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the call.
Hey, you guys have a good one, man. And you always have the best interviews, man. I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for that Konzo.
Okay.
It's coming.
Stay tuned.
You guys have a good night.
All right, thank you. You too. Tom, what you doing this weekend?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I was thinking about going to see the great Artie Lang at the Funny Bone this Saturday night. I might go do that. Mm-hmm. Other than that, not much else. That Beauty and the Beast movie's coming out on Friday. I got to go see that.
Yeah, you got to see that.
You gotta take the kids?
Oh, yeah. And then I'm really an alternative lifestyle this weekend. I'm going to see Cabaret at the Fox.
Oh, goodness.
Taking a wife?
Yes.
It makes sense. Yeah.
I told you my ex-wife's mate name was O'Hara.
Oh, really?
Sister was named Scarlett.
Scarlett O'Hara, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, it was O'Hara. That's
so
right.
Some good Irish genes.
I got a little
there.
Irish in me. My two daughters is Irish. I got to take my daughter to get green beer, maybe. She wants, Dad, can you take me to get green beer?
Where do you go?
I'm going to go to, where am I going? My friend just called me.
Not Dogtown, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to Dogtown.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you got to go to Dogtown.
Yeah. I'm going to, what's the name of the bar?
Filoni's. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to Filoni's.
Okay.
Then I'm going to Pat's.
Pat's, of course, yes.
I'm going to Pat's.
Right there in Oakland.
I got to get Pat's a plug. Got great fried chicken.
Oh,
right
man.
Pat's.
Great food.
It really does. What you doing, Joe?
St. Patrick's Day, going to Dogtown, and then just hanging out.
Once again, congratulations. A great interview last night with your sister. Yeah. Several people said she was very
that's
good
to hear.
What a gal. What a gal.
Moses, runs in the family.
I had to almost take Moses' eyes out of his head.
Well, he had to put his tongue back in his mouth, I'm telling you that.
He didn't even leave last
Lord
night.
I know.
He rushes out of you.
Well, he did stay and talk a little bit. He did.
It's usually he and I going down 70. you know, going side by side. Going
you were living
fast.
By yourself?
I was like, where's he at? I even stopped and got myself two burgers on the way. He still wasn't anywhere near me. So he was back here. Mm-hmm. Hello, Joe.
Tom, we'll see you. You'll be here next Monday,
here
Tuesday,
Monday.
Wednesday.
Yes.
And Joe, we'll see you tomorrow night. Don't forget, tomorrow night is our rewind. You'll get to hear the interview with Maurice Scott. And who else did we have? We had on Kelvin Lee. We had on Rich Grier. Matter of fact, one of the first calls I got today was Rich Grier.
Was it?
He said, yeah. I said, he comes over in. I said, yeah, he is, Rich. All right. Folks, see you. Have a safe evening. See you tomorrow night.
Gentlemen, how would you like thicker, fuller hair without side effects? Well, the only side effect would be fingers running through your hair. Hairline Now is a herbal scalp tonic beyond compare. It was formulated by a top chemist using the latest proven ingredients. It improves scalp health by deep cleansing and calming inflammation, reducing shedding up to 80%. Your hairline and bare spots will start filling in naturally. In just 30 days. No side effects. Go to hairlinenow.com or call 314-329-1330.
Hi, it's Andy from Crown Candy Kitchen. My family has been creating memories on the corner of 14th and St. Louis Avenue for over 102 years. Creating traditions and memories is what we do best. Come in, create some of your own with your family and friends. Stop in for a heart-stopping BLT and a chocolate malt, or get a Charlie Tuna special, a cherry malt and a chili tamale. You can even satisfy your sweet tooth with our assorted chocolates and our signature Heavenly Hatch and more. We are located at 1401 St. Louis Avenue. Visit us at crowncandykitchen.com or find me on Twitter.